Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If Ben Simmons was in this upcoming draft, would you take him number one?
From what I've seen, yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I might have been alone on that.
He'd definitely go top five.
I would have said top three. I think he'd definitely go top three in this year's draft. Like, we've had our eye on him for a while, so we might be a little bit biased, but, I mean, I'm looking forward to some of these guys coming out in this year's draft, but, yeah, I just think this kid's going to be special.
Minnesota!
Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out. Here it comes.
He's got all the tools. It looks to me as if he just knows when he steps out he's going to kick ass.
Yeah, I mean, he does have a little bit of a, you know, everyone's going to focus on one thing, but, you know, does have a little bit of a shaky jump shot, but, man, the upside on this kid.
I wouldn't worry too much about the jump shot.
It'll come.
Bloody oath. It doesn't matter anyway, he can get to the basket. He can run the break. Nothing much he can't do.
Man, that kid's going to be something else.
Yeah, and he's a total opposite player to, sort of player as his old man is. Or was, I should say. I think Dave still lives down in Melbourne somewhere too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I remember Dan May saw him at like a Coles or something or a Safeway.
Oh, wow.
Buying groceries, and Maisie said good day to him and that.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Man, his son's kicking ass.
Yeah, well, Dave will be living the good life soon.
Yep.
He'll be like, come on, son, you're looking after you. I'm retiring.
Good plan, good plan. Yeah. Got to have that safety net, guys. Well, we're back by popular demand. I've got to say a big kudos and thank you to everyone involved in donating to the show.
You have to name them all.
220 shows, a lot of laughs, and...
Tears.
Ennis Cantor jokes, and...
Well, they're not jokes.
And brain farts.
It's life.
Brain farts and jersey worthies. Man, it's been a lot of fun, and just the support that we got from everyone, no matter how big or small the donation, and even for the people who just couldn't afford it, just to share the link and promote the show... Man, I was a little touched. I was a little touched.
By Ennis or everyone else? I actually had a couple of people tell me that they still wanted to donate, but I just said, oh, just save it.
I haven't taken the link down yet, so if people still want to donate to the show, it's www.gofundme.com/CRTSDE. The links are up everywhere on the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside. So if you do want to still donate to the show, please go ahead. We hit our quota, which was $500 to keep the show going for the next 12 months. We're sitting on $520 right now, so...
Yeah, any extra will be spent on beer. It's not cheap, so... No, I won't. Sorry, go ahead.
But just, man, and some of the nice words people had to say as well. I'm going to mess this guy's name up, but Eric Sivan...
Yeah, I couldn't pronounce that.
Yeah, that's my best go at it. I'm sorry, man. But he wrote that, you know, he'd been listening to the show since we'd done our 90s retrospective show.
We're sorry.
And, and he loved what we're doing, and let's go Hawks. And why not? Atlanta's going to kill it this year.
Hawks fan.
Hawks Jeez. Fan, I know. They're out there, Vince.
Bloody hell. Well, one's out there.
Philip, of course, Philip Brown, long-time Knicks fan. Supporter of the show. Keep it up, guys. You know, I love your work and need you to be around even when the Knicks are relevant. Stewie Benson got us across the line with the 500. He's looking forward to the next 12 months.
Can I just say, Benson's actually in Melbourne.
Is he?
And I want to say, please leave my city. Just, you're stinking up the joint.
The Benson-Germano feud continues.
Oh, mate. Yeah, Benson, call me when you need a lift back to your hotel, man. Be sure not to do it.
But, you know, we have the courtside faithfuls, you know, Brenton and Jess Cunningham, Dan May. Man, so many. I didn't want to name everyone because I knew I was going to forget someone. I feel terrible. Sam Watson, he said the courtside podcast has been a passion-fueled labor of hoops love for the past few years, and I couldn't imagine what my listening feed would be like without it. You guys never cease to look out for your listeners, and it's a no-brainer that the favour is returned. Keep it up, man. Appreciate the love. TJ Hollis, man. Oh, this guy. Awesome.
I think I've just slight man crush on TJ.
On TJ?
Yeah.
Question, who does TJ support? I thought it was Dallas for a while.
Oh, I think I know the answer to that. I know he's also an NFL fan because his profile pictures.
He's got quite a few jerseys. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know, I think we make it a little bit of a tradition when we talk about TJ. He's a fan of every team.
Oh, is it Grizz?
No, it's not Grizz.
It's not Grizz. Must be a Lakers man. Good bloke.
I hear he's a Dallas fan.
Do you think he's a Dallas fan?
Maybe, yeah. He looks like a Dallas. He looks like a Dallas fan.
Hey, if anyone is a fan of Dirk, I'm a fan of them.
Big shout out to Kamal Hilton, of course. He loved his time on the show. We had some great feedback having Kamal on the show, so we'll definitely
look at him again. Had massive feedback. Yeah. I had people going, "Who was that Kamal bloke?" He's just a hanger on. He was awesome and massive feedback. Highest ever downloads, I'm tipping.
Big shout out to Derek Narciso as well, who donated to the show. A lot of people just came out of the woodworks. It was totally flattering. I'm truly speechless. I just want to thank everyone for their support with the show. I'm just looking forward to getting some more shows out now.
Yeah, and
I've got a few tricks up my sleeve, Vince.
Yeah, but I think you've got another present show you want to do.
Yeah, maybe one or two in the works.
Shit, you're going to make me work.
Well, it's about time. Come on,
Ice. Yeah, you paid me well, so
on a little bit of a somber note, though, I'm going to bring the tone down a bit, Vince.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I just feel like we should pay our respects because the bravery of this kid. But Lauryn Hill passed away.
Mm.
At the young age of 19, man. Rare brain cancer. We've spoken about her on the show before. Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up, but then I just thought, you know what? Ballers recognise ballers and, you know, what she did, raising awareness and just the fight on this kid, man, just historic. It's something I'll always remember and sad little topic, but just thought we'd pay our dues. Speaking of paying dues, though, it's time to pay up, Vince.
I don't know what you're talking about. Season's not over yet.
They're in the playoffs. You owe me a slap.
They could fall out.
Oh, they can't fall out.
Just wait till the season's over. Anything could happen.
I feel like I'm getting a little bit of my own medicine.
I refuse to risk it till, you know, the season's actually finished because you never know what could happen.
Vince, bites his time till another episode.
Season's going to finish, mate. You said end of season.
I did say that. So the bet was for all the new listeners out there.
I've bought my face another couple of times.
You're going to grow the beard out, aren't you?
I know.
Bit more padding. So for our new listeners out there, and for our regular listeners, might need a refresher. Of course, our courtside slap bet was in full effect this year. With the bet going down that Vince was not convinced by the Milwaukee Bucks this year. So I laid the bet down to him that they'd make the playoffs. They're locked in. Milwaukee's in the playoffs. Vince has the slap himself.
Yeah, and trust me to pick a year when Jason Kidd actually decides to coach well.
Got to admit, the J Kidd hiring paid off. The gamble paid off for Milwaukee.
When they win a championship, come and talk to me. He won't last there, will he?
Well, he's quite good friends with the owner and has been for years, so I don't know. I was kind of thinking about today. I was like, you know, could we see Jason Kidd in, I don't know, eventually in like a Popovich sort of role? I'm not saying he's good as Popovich. I'm just saying...
Jeez, making the big call.
I'm just saying, you know, as far as longevity, it feels like this is what this was set up for, but, you know, it's NBA, different times now. I don't know if we'll ever have that sort of regularity.
We'll see. I just think he might be too much of a... never met Jason Kidd, but sometimes can be a bit of a plonker.
Does like a few plonkers and then get behind the wheel too, so...
Ooh, zing. Yes. Zing!
Oh, it's good to have the zing back. The cold's nearly gone now, so it's good to have the zing back.
Yeah, you still sound like shit.
Yeah, thanks. It had to be a really good feeling, though, for them to lock in the playoff spot, beating his old team.
Got
to
give credit where credit's due, man. When they started off pretty well, I thought they would just capitulate.
Well, I thought they would be all right, but when Jabari Parker went down, that's when I was like, uh-oh. I might be slapping myself end of the year. But those guys are playing for him. I mean, you can't deny that. I just think the new logos come through as well. We saw that pop up today when they're going with the cream and the green.
Actually, don't look too bad.
I like it. I just want to see what the uniforms look like, though.
They've got to be better than what they got now. They've never had a good uniform.
Please no sleeves. Please no sleeves. Please no sleeves. So I'm hoping they don't have any sleeves on them. But just a matter of execution, I suppose, when it comes to the jerseys.
Could one like the home jersey be like one colour of the logo and the away jersey be like the other colour?
Maybe.
Like a brick colour, I don't know.
But, I mean, look, from the start of the year, you know, before they even stepped on the court to where they are now, a lot's changed in Milwaukee this season. I don't know, I just feel like looking at this Milwaukee team, it doesn't matter where they finish in the playoffs. You know, they've already made leaps and bounds this year. But, I mean, upcoming seasons, I mean, you've got to think they've got another high draft pick in this next draft. You know, plus they've got Jabari coming back. I mean, things are looking pretty good.
They are. They are. I've always liked Michael Carter-Williams.
Well, think of that length. I mean, Carter-Williams, Jabari Parker, the Greek Freak, John Henson. I mean, the length on this team is going to be scary.
Even Ilya Sova's a tall guy. Just, you hope the Greek Freak just turns into something special, don't you?
Oh, man, he's had some mean dunks this week.
He has, but pretty dunks. I mean, all things point to him being an absolute star, but
I think
it comes through for him.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, watching them this year, like, having a bit more focus on Milwaukee this season for myself, I think we've seen the flashes. And I know they played New York, but just that snarl, just that attack mode that he had, and he had it in the Brooklyn game as well. I'm really interested to see if this kid blows up come playoff time.
Well, there's every chance he could. He's super talented. Oh, I'm tipping him over the odd big game. They've just got to raise it and see if he can... See if he's got that X factor. He can raise it a bit, you know, raise the intensity, concentrate even for a whole game in the playoffs, for the whole series, all that sort of stuff. You know, game face, business. See if he can grow into being a leader a bit more in the playoffs, locker room, on the court, all that.
Yeah. I think the future's really looking bright for these guys anyway.
I hate to agree, but I agree.
Man, I can't wait for a next show. I think by next show, the season will be over and it's going to be a slap.
Yeah. Worse than when Enos just gives you a turkey slap, but I'm ready for it.
Is that because he's Turkish? Sorry, I've only got old dad jokes. I'm sorry.
Is he actually Turkish, is he?
He is, yes. He is.
Well, I shouldn't have questioned your life partner. You shared intimate details and bodily fluids.
You're such a jerk. Well, every week we hit the Facebook page, all caps courtside, and ask you guys what teams or topics you'd like to hear about on the next episode. And we have a few. Whew, it's good to be back recording.
I love question time.
Kamal Hilton wants to know, how do you rate the job Brad Stevens has done with the Celtics and Vogel with the Pacers? Boston got better after trading Rondo and Jeff Green, while Indiana was able to make a playoff run with West, Hibbert, and spare parts.
Well, first of all, with Brad Stevens, when Danny Ainge made the decision to hire him, I was like, who the hell? But he's got this team. You talk about Tibbs getting the Bulls to play for him. This team loves this guy, and he's earned their respect. Great in-game coach. Really excites me that the young coach has come in and straight out of college and done really well.
With the roster he has...
Oh, it's poo.
Yeah, he's done an amazing job. He's got some okay parts, and there's, you know, definitely like one or two players I think that'll be sticking around long term, but yeah, I've got to take my hat off to the job he's done.
He seems like a coach who gets the best out of what he's got. He's made chicken salad out of chicken shit.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much. He has, and you know what? Credit to him, because it's not a lot of coaches would be able to work with that sort of roster. Yeah. I mean, he's got the best out of everyone there.
Yeah, I totally agree. Totally agree.
So I just think he's done a great job, and that five-year contract, he'll be there for the whole 5 years, and hopefully Ainge can give him just a ton of talent.
I tell you, I think the most impressive thing for me about Brad Stevens, other than, you know, obviously... You know, the guy has playing for him with such a mismatched roster. But he's got the fans down there believing in him.
Yeah.
That Boston crowd and that culture, they could have eaten him alive.
Yep.
Especially after Doc leaving. I mean, Doc, man, he just bought him a championship. I mean, you know, we're competitive. Yeah, the wheels fall off at the end, but, man, they love Doc in Boston. They could have really, really destroyed him down there, but they didn't. And he showed and proved.
Those Boston fans, they're pretty knowledgeable. They can see that this team's playing hard and that they're playing for Coach Stevens. So you can't really complain about it. He's got them into the playoffs when a lot of coaches wouldn't have got that team into the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, as far as Coach Vogel goes with the Pacers, I think he's done a pretty good job keeping the team together.
Well, mate, you know how much of a fan I am of Vogel.
Yeah.
I love Coach Vogel.
I didn't want to see him to make the playoffs, though. I didn't want that pressure to be on George. We spoke on it last week about, you know, Paul George and his comeback and is it worth it? And I don't want to see him pushed in the playoffs. I'd rather him still get that rest. But, I mean, you've got to take your hat off to Vogel for at least keeping him in the mix without their superstar. But, my goodness, hasn't Hibbert fallen off?
Hibbert can opt out this year. Is that correct?
He won't.
He won't, yeah, because no one will freaking pay him that kind of money. Is he? But he might, because is he totally happy in Indiana? I don't think he is.
I just don't think he's going to get paid. I mean, I know Portland made that big offer for him before they got Lopez. And
yeah, they wouldn't do that now, would they?
Well, that's the thing I was about to say. It's like there's no way they throw that cash at him now.
But is he one of those players that, like, everything in his life has to be going well? Like, he's got to be happy where he's playing, happy at home, all that sort of stuff. You know, that type of player. And maybe he's not happy in Indiana.
You think it's maybe a confidence thing as well? Like, he's a confidence player or...?
Possibly. He's never struck me as a confidence player, but...
The thing with me with Hibbert is he's not exactly injury-prone. He just falls off the face of the earth. It's like, this is a guy who could potentially be season in, season out, you know, defensive player of the year.
Mm.
And we've seen none of it this season.
How do you go from being that good, where everyone wants you, to being this?
I'm going to, in the words of the great Vince Germano, I think it's between the ears.
Yeah. And is he out of shape? He looks a little heavy to me.
I don't know. Hard to have to judge with him, because he's sometimes it looks like he's got those cement shoes on the court. And yeah, man, Hibbert, I don't know.
He frustrates me
to no end.
Mate, look, those the big fellas, mate. Maybe he's already lost some agility. Maybe he's lost some of that mobility. Maybe he's got sore knees. Who knows? Maybe it is between the ears.
I mean,
he's 7'3" and he doesn't even get double figure rebounds.
How good were the Pacers last year? Like, the thing that scares me with Hibbert is that he fell apart on the big stage. You know, Pacers were killing it, killing it at the start of last year, and then they got to the big dance and they all fell apart.
But didn't the season before that in the playoffs just manhandle Miami?
Yeah.
So what has changed? It's interesting.
It's not right. Something's not right because, I mean, really, from last year to this year for Indiana, I mean, obviously you take away the huge piece that is Paul George, but they shouldn't be this bad.
Oh, look, you would think when you lose Paul George for that amount of time, okay, David West is, what, 35, so you're like, yeah, well, you know, Westy's going to try his best, but you'd think Roy Hibbert would go, rightio, I'm the man till Paul George comes back. You give me the freaking pill and I'll be dropping 20 a night and getting 11, 12 rebounds, but he just doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Now, if he opts out and goes somewhere else and absolutely turns it on, well, then you know.
See, but then you don't know, because you don't know what's going to happen till playoffs. You don't know if he's going to show up. I mean,
I don't think he will. I honestly, I don't think he'll show up.
Interesting.
You just can't put your finger on what's wrong with the guy.
Yeah.
And I've got to admit, I tweeted him a few times last season. Just giving him some rebounding tips, you know, just stirring him up a bit, but didn't bite back. Who knows? I don't think he's going to show up come playoff time. It's going to be a case where it's frustrating, a 7'3" guy who's got a ton of talent and gets 2 rebounds.
Yeah.
And 0 rebounds sometimes.
We've seen that. That's the thing. We've seen
that's,
that.
That's unforgivable.
Our next question comes from Rick Jones. How messed up is this conference divide? OKC will likely miss out, yet would be a third seed in the East. Come on.
Can we throw the Lakers over to the East?
I actually don't have a problem with it.
I'm right with you.
I actually don't have... If I had my choice, though, if we had the choice, I would have it. So you just took the best 16 records. But I actually don't have a problem with it as far as the East being strong. I just think it makes the competition a bit better. I mean, I like that the fact that the West is so strong and you can miss out on a playoff spot by like 3 games. I think that's insane. I think that's crazy.
And also, the East have won their fair titles as well the last few years. So. Well,
that's what I was going to say. I mean, come NBA Finals, it's not as if the West cleans house every year.
Yeah, well, that's right.
So I think at the end of the day, it just comes down to the superstars stepping up and doing what they're supposed to do, and we've seen that in the past. And I mean, OKC missing out this year, I think it's perfect because I think it says a lot about their season.
A quick question.
Yeah.
Just talk about the Heat. The East winning a title and the Heat being the most recent one.
Yeah.
Just quick answer. If the Heat had Hasan Whiteside playing like this,
yeah.
A, do they win the chip, and B, does LeBron stay?
No. And no.
Okay. I think he would have stayed, but whatever.
I don't think he would have stayed. I think he's... I don't know. I kind of feel like the run was done. Even if they had won that last one, I still think he goes back to Cleveland.
Yikes.
Yep. And
okay.
Whiteside, I find a little bit sporadic. I would have liked to see Miami in the playoffs, only to see how he handled it. Because yeah. I think he... and it's because he's young and he's developed at such a quick rate that he struggles at time in pressure situations, and I could quite easily see him being injected out of playoff games.
One thing on Whiteside, I want to see how he plays next season. Like, I want to see what he does in the off season. Does he work?
Does he back it up?
Does he back it up with another good season? But so we'll see what happens.
Interesting. Good question, though. Good question.
Next question.
Next question comes from Dan May. He wants to know about his main man, Russell Westbrook. Besides our BS talk about OKC needing to split KD and Russell Westbrook, who other than would you trade and for whom?
First of all, we didn't say they should split them.
No, I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I've been saying that for like 2 seasons now.
Yeah, you're a flock. I don't... I would only be trading for some role players. I don't think they need anything else, really.
I think they got a little bit deeper with their deals this season.
I think they'll trade either Adams or McGarry.
Oh, I think Mitch McGarry's... I don't think he'll even matter. I think he'll just... They'll be happy to have him as the 13th man on the roster. I don't think Adams is going anywhere, though.
No, but teams will call for Adams. They shouldn't give him up.
Hmm.
But I think McGarry will be traded because he's not too bad. Rebounds a little, scores a little.
I think you said on a few shows ago when we were talking about OKC that you're actually more excited to see them next season with those guys, those bench guys...
Absolutely. I said...
a full training camp under their belt. I mean,
dude.
You know, the additions of... We talked about it. You know, the additions of Waiters, the additions of Cantor.
Yep.
Even Kyle Singler.
Singler?
Singler. Couldn't get it out.
Singler.
Thank you.
Yeah, and also I think they need to make a coaching change.
Really?
I think Scotty Brooks is a bit stale there.
I was going to say, I was going to bring it up last time. Do you think he's kind of lost the players a little?
Only because he's a bit stale. I think his message might not be getting through.
Could OKC make a run at Thibs?
They'd be crazy not to. He'd jump at the chance.
I'm telling you, man, there'd be 20 teams jumping at Thibs if he left Chicago.
I think Thibs, honestly, would seriously look at Minnesota and OKC as his top two choices.
Mm.
And he can either choose a rebuilding situation in Minnesota with a ton of young talent or go to established talent in OKC.
I think he'll take time off.
He's a coaching lifer, man, I don't reckon.
I think it'll be a season and I think he'll come back. But I honestly think after Chicago, I think he's a little worn and he'll just want a year off just to regroup.
Yeah, look, it's possible. But I just think he's a coaching lifer.
I heard whispers...
OKC come calling.
Man, I've heard whispers about him in Orlando.
Oh, if he goes to Orlando, I will spew up. hate that franchise with a passion. Well, I don't see why he'd do that if OKC is available. They're not going to get rid of Durant. You cannot win a title with just Westbrook, Ibaka. They're loaded for next season. Everyone's going to have a training camp. Waiters and Canner are going to know the system a lot better. If Scotty Brook stays on, he's going to make changes. He really does.
Our next question comes from Joey. I hope that did a little bit more justice than the last show for you, Joey.
Can I just say, two shows ago, Joey chastised himself for not giving us good shout-outs. That couldn't be further from the truth. Joey, mate, he gives us the best shout-outs every week.
Yeah.
If anything, we don't do his show any justice. So please, if you're a Timberwolves fan or an NBA fan, check out Timberwolves Explosion on iTunes and thesportstuff.com. And
look, it definitely has the courtside seal of approval, that show. And we love listening to it, and it's just a great insight. And Joey does a fantastic job and has for years with that show. So do yourself a favour, check it out.
And even hit him up on Facebook. He loves to chat NBA, anything NBA. So he's a good bloke.
He wants to know, well, Andrew Wiggins looking like Dominique Wilkins with those spin and dunk moves. Did you see his throwdown today?
Oh, but did I see it?
On a sheik.
Stirred a bit in the loins. It was, I'm telling you, man.
That should have been, that one should have been an N1.
Who gives a stuff? It was freaking awesome.
Sweet as.
He's so powerful too for such a youngster, and he's skinny, you know? Mate. He's got a lot of strength.
I can't wait to see this kid in two seasons.
Oh, my God. I don't think we'll be out of control, Joey.
I'm telling you, I don't think the league's going to be out of control.
He better buy bigger pants. He'll be pitching a tent for weeks on end.
My boy Zach's not looking too bad out there either.
Your boy Zach, yeah. He's
we dropped 37 the other day.
It'd be good when he wants to come back home, wouldn't it? Where's he from again?
Don't start.
Where's he from?
Don't start.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Yeah, look, Joey, I totally get where you're coming from, man. He does look a little like Neek sometimes.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but he's...
Oh, he does a little bit. Like today he did on that dunk.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that one.
We're not saying he's a carbon copy, just a little flash here and there.
That's all you need, really.
Yeah, well, you said Whiteside's like Bynum, so it's all he's saying. Let's hope he wins a few more rings than Neek, old Wiggins.
Oh, ouch. Too soon. Still too soon.
No, I'm just... Well, Neek won a Euro Cup. Is
that's
that
right.
Penneth and Nichols.
Let's see some of those NBA superstars go over and handle those crowds night in, night out.
Let's see. Let's hope he doesn't do his Achilles like Dominique.
Ooh, still too soon.
92.
I'm telling you, it's too soon. Our next question comes from Courtside Faithful. Philip Brown, he wants to know, are the Knicks really that stupid? Is this a trick question? 2 wins in a row mean that we lose a guaranteed top 4 pick. For what? Thoughts on the Knicks' stupidity?
Does it mean they lose a top 4 pick?
Yes.
How?
Because the percentages drop.
Oh, they have got about a 90% chance of getting a top 4 pick.
Even still?
Oh, come on. They're going to get a top 4 pick. Phil, I know where you're coming from, mate.
Where's their win-loss record this year? Do two wins, like, really?
No. Really? I agree with him. I asked Joey the same question the other day. Are the Lakers that dumb to lose to beat Minnesota? But I'm right with you. It's a roller coaster for us all year. All we're thinking is draft picks. But we've got like an 80-something percent chance, and they have a 90% chance. We'll be right. We're getting a top 5 pick, Phil, both of us, and we're going to just love it. We're going to get Okafor. You're going
to
get...
Who are you someone. Trying to convince? Who are you trying to convince? The listeners or yourself?
Look, me and Phil just need to be... Just give the hug every now and then and be told everything's going to be all right. You're going to get a top 4 or 5 pick. We will. Don't worry, Phil.
Okay.
You know what, Phil? When we do get a top 5 pick, we'll just we'll get on My Park on PlayStation and just crack a beer and celebrate. Any more questions? I'm enjoying the question time.
That's it.
Ah, man. What about Craig? Craig Bolton.
He's MIA.
Come on, man.
Mate.
He's always on Destiny. He's always playing Destiny.
He is, isn't he?
I think he's upset because we don't talk enough Cleveland.
Or Miami. Is he still a Miami fan? Cause,
no, he's Cleveland now because LeBron went to Cleveland.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well.
Hey, before we go, I want to give another podcaster a shout-out.
Oh.
Adam Ryan.
The Bill Simmons.
Our follically challenged friend.
He's the Bill Simmons of Australian podcasting.
He is. He interviewed one of my favourite players on his podcast, In All Earnest.
Great show. Early. Great show. Check it out.
I freaking love Mario Early. It's one of the jerseys on my list that I want to get. Very hard to find here. But check it out. Mario is awesome. And if you remember him playing for Golden State, the Rockets, and
Houston, Spurs.
You'll love him. He just sounds like a ripping fella. And it was a great interview. I absolutely loved it. I listened to it twice. I love Mario. Didn't reply to me on Twitter though, Mario. Still love you. Yeah, just check it out. I want to give him a shout out because it's a really good show. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. Big thanks again to everyone who donated to the show. Man, tipping my cap to you guys.
Yeah, massive thanks. It was, it was bloody awesome. Should have went for a grand, but.
Well, we hit our target in 7 days, so that's pretty cool.
I was just blown away with the amount some of the people donated. It was just, I don't know the word. I just don't know what to say. I was just blown away. Yeah, you know, it's well, you know, times are tough. So even if it was $5, it would have been appreciated. So, but some of the amounts is just awesome.
Yeah. Oh man, big shout out to my mum.
Your mom?
Yep. She gave us $100.
Oh, that is awesome, Mrs. McCoy.
Pretty cool having awesome parents, man. Gotta say.
It is pretty good. Watch
out. Here it comes. Watch out.
Ball.